Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. There goes Calm. The throw from Fox to Hosler, and Calm is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. The throw from Fox to Hauser and they have Clancy trapped. The throw over to Hosler, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosler hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cecil strikes out. 1 out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to second. 1 out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive towards short. Cecil catches it and throws to second to double up Wahlberg. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett strikes out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ma still moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ma still scores. Com moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Fox and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Metzler moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg spins, and has Metzler trapped. He throws to Hale who tags Metzler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Clancy picks up the ball and throws it to Berg, who tags the runner out. Simmons scores. Hauser moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Redfern hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Joe Hostler. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wahlberg bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale bunts towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Redfern hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Fox and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.